Hello and welcome to the Building Generational Black Wealth Podcast. And we're back with the seventh commandment. And this one is really interesting and important as well as the other ones. I mean, I know I've been saying that, but really they all are. But this one, I think, is interesting because it's an actual plan, something that you can actually do. If you do this, then this will create the wealth. And the seventh commandment is, I will start a cycle of affluence. So some of you may already feel affluent. So let's define what affluence means. Affluence is the state of having much wealth or property. So if you have much wealth and property, then you are affluent. If you don't, then you are not affluent. So as an African American, you might have heard the term, and we just discussed this really, in the sixth commandment, the cycle of disparity, and it refers to a reoccurring pattern of financial struggle and hardships that some communities of color face. Not all communities, but some communities of color face. So it is also possible to create a cycle of affluence in your family and, you know, your family members' lives. It takes effort, education, and strategy, but the rewards are worth it. Now, in this podcast, I'm going to share some tips and some insights on how you can start your own cycle of affluence and achieve financial stability and abundance. So the first thing, invest in yourself. And we talked about this a couple of times throughout the 10 Commandments of Personal Finance. So the first step towards prosperity or affluence is investing in your education, skills, and health. Consider going back to school, taking online classes, learning a new skill, or getting certified in your profession. This will increase your earnings potential and open up new job opportunities. And also, too, take care of your physical and mental wellness so that you can perform at your best and avoid costly medical bills, because that's something people have started to pay attention to. They haven't always done that. So make sure you take care of yourself mentally and physically. Number two, save and invest wisely. To build wealth and secure your future, it is important to save and invest wisely. Start by creating a budget. Talked about that early on one of the other commandments, number five, I believe, and tracking your expenses so that you can identify areas where you can cut back and save more. Then consider opening a savings account or investment account, such as a 401k, an IRA, or a Roth IRA. These accounts offer tax advantages and compound interest, which means that your savings will grow over time. Also consider diversifying your investments by buying stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or real estate. However, you know, you always want to do your research and seek the advice from a financial advisor before you do any of those things. And here's one of my favorite, because the podcast is actually named after it. So it's Build Generational Wealth. Talk about that all the time. The name of the podcast. One of the keys to creating a cycle of affluence is establishing generational wealth. This means passing down assets, knowledge, and values to your children and grandchildren so that they continue to thrive and succeed. To do so, consider setting up a trust, a will, or a life insurance policy that designates your beneficiaries and outlines your wishes. Additionally, educate your children about money management, entrepreneurship, and philanthropy so that they can carry on your legacy and make a positive impact in their communities. And number four, support local businesses. Another way to start the cycle of affluence is by supporting local businesses and entrepreneurs, especially those owned by people of color. By investing in these businesses, you not only contribute to the economic growth and diversity of your community, but also creates jobs, mentorship programs, and role models for future generations. Consider patronizing Black-owned restaurants, shops, and service providers and spreading the word about their products and services on social media and word of mouth. Trust me, guys, it goes a long way when you do that. Even with the podcast, for the few of you who probably have been kind enough to share this podcast with other people, please keep doing it. Post it on your social media, send it out in emails, because it's a big deal to help somebody. Those of you who have not, I would encourage you to start doing that, because it helps us to really reach more people. So it really means a lot. And number five, give back. Finally, to truly start the cycle of affluence, it's important to give back to your community and those in need. This can be done by volunteering your time, donating money or resources, or advocating for social justice and equality. By doing so, you create a ripple effect of kindness, generosity, and empowerment that uplifts not only your own life, but also the lives of others. Remember, affluence is not just about personal gain, but it's also about collective well-being. So in conclusion, starting the cycle of prosperity as an African-American requires a combination of personal effort, education, and community engagement. By investing yourself, saving and investing wisely, building generational wealth, we say building generational Black wealth, supporting local businesses and giving back, you can create a brighter future for yourself and your loved ones. Also, by being a role model and a mentor to others, you can inspire them to start their own cycle of affluence and break the cycle of disparity. Let's work together to make a positive change in our communities and create a legacy of success and prosperity. And thank you guys again for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you for checking out 10 Commandments of Personal Finance, especially this one, number 7. And go home if you're not home. But think about it. Think about creating a cycle of affluence for yourself and for your family. Just think about how good that would feel to be in a state of having much wealth or property that you can look around. You own your home. You don't make payments on it. You know, so many people go around and say they own their home, but they don't own their home. They're still paying a mortgage on it. So the bank really owns the home. But you could be somebody that actually owns your home or own your car, like in a real way. So think about those things as you go through these podcasts and see how that makes you feel. Because again, like I said before, you know, these podcasts don't always deal with investment advice. It's how you think, how you feel, because at the end of the day, that's how we're able to help you make good decisions on where you're going to end up. So having said that, thanks again for tuning in. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll see you back on the 8th, 9th, and 10th Commandment.